Hey everyone, Golnaz here from Imagine Cup TV, and I'm sitting next to Steven Guggenheimer.
Hey Golnaz, how you doing today?
I'm good. AKA Googs, right?
AKA Googs.
It's a cool nickname.
Thank you.
So you're the Corporate Vice President of Developer Experiences, Microsoft's Chief Evangelist, and our corporate sponsor for Imagine Cup.
That's a whole lot.
That's a whole lot of titles.
I basically manage the developer outreach for the company to anyone who builds software, you know, working with us, students, startups, professional developers, and this is all about the students today.
Oh yeah, so is Chief Evangelist, is that what it all means?
That's what Chief Evangelist means. You know, I get a lot of people ask me, they say it's a cool title. They
it
always
is, yeah.
Wonder what it means.
That's cool. So Imagine Cup is Microsoft's biggest global student competition. It's in its 13th year.
Yep.
I mean, 13 years ago, I was like in middle school.
Yeah, sorry, 13 years ago, I was here actually when we first kicked it off. Now I feel bad. But I'm glad to see you on the camera now,
out from middle school
and behind the camera and right out here with us.
So it's a huge competition. Why is it so important for Microsoft to invest in this student competition?
Well, I think, you know, giving students an outlet to both learn and participate and have fun competing at a global scale, I think it's good for the student population because it gives them a chance to see the world at large, really from a lens of building something. And for us, look, it's fun. We get a chance to work with phenomenal people who are doing things that we would never think of. It's a way to connect into the community. Students, you know, do so many things. It's such a broad and diverse, you know, set of interests and people. And it allows us to have that conversation where students are today, you know, not just at the university level, but moving down into the high school level. You know, students are not just building software, but they're building businesses, they're building ideas, and they're doing it at an early and earlier age. And we want to participate in that, and we want to be supportive.
Yeah, right on. So currently, tens of thousands of students are competing right now in their national finals.
Right now, today, we're talking to them.
And they're going to compete to win a spot to the World Finals, which is going to be here in Seattle again, home of Microsoft.
Awesome.
So what are some words of wisdom for these students?
First off, have fun and learn. Like this is all about your time doing something that's interesting to you, having a great time with it. From a competition perspective, the thing I think has evolved over the years is it's not just about building sort of software solution, but it's about thinking about a business holistically, or even if it's not a business, if it's something for a services, make sure that you're thinking about it holistically. It's a combination of product, plus people, plus how you connect with end users, plus whatever business model you're in, even if it's an NGO, all of those things have to come together. And so I would make sure, don't over-focus on the technology, make sure tech is great, but make sure you have a holistic viewpoint.
Solid advice, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited for July, come the World Finals. I'll be there,
looking forward to it. We had a great time last year.
Yeah.
I think this year will be even better,
so
looking forward to it.
I'm excited.